Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us online today. It's nice to know that you are with us here in worship. Now, if this is your first time with us, my name is Ken Percy. I'm from the Salvation Army Community Church right here in Whitby, Ontario. Both my wife, Donette, and I are the pastors here, and we're really excited that you were able to find that sacred space and join us here at Whitby Online. We want to extend the warmest welcome to you. We hope that you can use this time to make up some important connections and build some important relationships. If you're new here, we're glad you're with us and we'd love an opportunity to get to know you better. So please, go to our website at sawhitby.ca. There, you can leave us a confidential email. We'd love to connect with you. If you want prayer, contact us. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to pray for you. May God bless you today.
Strife and death. Well, thank you for letting me appear on your screens today. I feel very privileged to participate in this way, and I appreciate the opportunity given by Commissioner Tidd and acknowledge the important work that's being done around Vision Together. I feel I should begin with my testimony, especially given the uncertain times in which we are living. I would want you to know that central to my life is my faith in a gospel that brings good news. Then there is my confidence in a Savior who is Jesus, which by certainty he has done great things for me, and he continues to do that. He has not finished yet any more than he's finished with his mission in the world. Permit me to use this testimony as I introduce the importance of the gospel imperative and its connection with our topic, as well as my conviction that sharing the good news finds itself at the very heart of who we are as salvationists. Though we can use many words that describe us, we must always return to the pivotal point of why we exist, our mission, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human needs in his name without discrimination. I am hopeful that all who are joining in today agree with me in that. I am drawn to the language of Mobilize 2.0. It consistently underpins the idea that we are stronger together in God's mission. Failure in spiritual leadership, in ministry, and kingdom successes often negatively impact it when we forget about our together reality, partnership, accountability, and complementary gifting within the body. I recognize that following 4 decades of ministry for me, that this desire for strength prompts me to form teams, to build strategy together, and to work in partnership. I sometimes experience the well-intended phrase, "But you are the general." In other words, I can act and I can make it happen. But I assure you that I daily surrender the privilege to the furnace of consultation, advice, and collective wisdom, where together we become better, and God blesses the effort. The scripture narrative is bursting with examples of accomplished tasks as people share a common vision regarding God's will and God's way. If you move around in the Old Testament, there are multiple references to innovative partnerships. I think about Joshua and Moses. I think about Ruth and Naomi. Paul in the New Testament uses the beautiful language describing us as co-workers together with God in 1 Corinthians 3. We have Paul and Barnabas, we have Jesus and the 12 disciples, and we have examples in the early church displayed in a constant state of innovative partnership. I have no doubt that God, through Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, not only models a 3-in-1 reality, but by example enables, encourages us, and releases us to be innovative partners in mission. This might seem obvious to you, but innovative partnership suggests that in our creation of stronger together, our partners are then innovative. As we seek innovative partners, I'm sure that the tables are often turned, and others want to see the Salvation Army as such a partner. Much of the good of kingdom growth occurs when innovation intersects, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So I long for a truly integrated ministry that links the cup of cold water with our gathered worship and vice versa. In reflecting on my assigned topic, I found myself asking three questions regarding innovative partnership. First one, what are the foundational, the non-negotiable realities and characteristics of this partnership? Number two, is an operational context that we are seeking available, being stronger together? And what does it look like for our movement? And number three, what do we look like when we are functionally up to speed and truly learning, living, and leading with vision? Let me reflect on the foundational aspect. Let me repeat myself and say, and maybe I can say it on your behalf today, if there was ever a time in history when the world, or the Canada and Bermuda Territory, needed the Salvation Army, it is now. Let me be clear. This is not about us. God's global, national, and personal redemptive plan does not depend upon us. He chooses us through innovative partnership with Him to become engaged in His mission in redeeming the world. I'll be bold and say, if we are not mobilized and battle ready, if we are not individually convicted, then we run the risk of losing His hand of blessing, our place, and become a people who are only faith-based or only known as a group with a Christian ethos. These words and phrases fall short of what it truly means to be an evangelical expression of the Christian church. In our pursuit to be faithful, we are called upon not to compromise when it comes to faith, to understand that value-added realities, even when resisted, must be kept in a proper perspective as we become innovative partners. What I know for sure, and I can prove, is that the Salvation Army is best when it innovates and when it fully values the fact that God has invited us into His mission initiative to win the world for Jesus. And that we understand that we do that in the context of and because we are entrusted with this incredible ministry of reconciliation that Paul describes in 2 Corinthians 5. As a general, I am an elected leader, charged with the responsibility for the temporal and spiritual well-being of the Salvation Army. The foundation on which this rests is God's anointing and my embracing of His call for me to be an innovative partner in His mission through the Salvation Army. I contend that we do this best when we roll up our sleeves and we engage in the Master's work, nothing more, nothing less. What about our function? In your Mobilize 2.0, you have been encouraged and you have been courageous in saying, you must mobilize to share hope wherever there is hardship, building communities that are just and that know the love of Jesus. Well, amen to that. No point in starting with the small stuff. So we go right to the heart of the matter and we stand and we confront evil in our communities and we subdue its seeds that lead to brokenness that affects nations, affects people and families and friends and colleagues and neighbors. Maybe I could just borrow just a few words from William Booth to encourage you who are no longer willing to be observers. You don't want to stand on the sidelines. You don't want just to stand by. And William Booth said, do something. take back what has been stolen from God's kingdom here on earth. Fight for families, fight for millennials and our youth. Redeem the desert places. To do that, we have to innovate and we have to partner and we have to be stronger together. I often see the world through the international lens of the Salvation Army, legally constituted to work in 131 countries, soon 132. And when I look, I see great injustice. I see hardship. I see countless people who need to know about the love of Jesus. And I note this today because I want to say thank you to the territory for being an innovative partner with IHQ and evidenced in many countries around the world. And this ensures us that not only do we have a local view of what it means to be a good partner, but we lift our eyes to the world in which we live and we enable the impact of our work to extend around the world. Thank you for your faithfulness in that reality. Operationally, well, what's that all about? I've long held the view that by God's grace, there is not much that this army of his cannot do, support, or enable when it comes to the needs of people. In fact, the public favor that we have and the support they give us would suggest that there are many people who share that view. I understand the delicate balance between who we are as God's raised up army and how the expectations sometimes of others could shape who we become. As we guard our presence and our position, our success as an innovative partner will outdistance any skeptical or anti-Christian sentiment. I wish we could find a way through such a wilderness so that our faith-filled compassion becomes the prophetic voice and the testament to the world that faith adds value to the very fabric of all society. Yes, we are peculiar. Yes, we believe in God. Yes, we love unconditionally. Yes, we can be the best innovative partner, and we can silence the naysayers who think otherwise. So, I would challenge us to intimately understand who we are and why we exist, and by whose grace we are positioned for such a time as this. I challenge you to resist being captured by the world's culture and learn to live out kingdom culture, leaving room for hope and relief from hardship and plenty of love of Jesus. I challenge you to be bold in declaring your motivations and demonstrate that this peculiar army does not carry weapons, but it is a formidable force when it rolls up its sleeves where there is injustice and the absence of God's love. I challenge you to remember that a part of our DNA is not only to do something, but we do it well. We strive for excellence. We know the meaning of best practice. And at the end of every day, there's an eternal outcome that's better than any economic outcome. Who are we as his people? Well, we are a worshiping people. We are a creative people, an innovative people. We are a connecting people. We are a responsive people. We are a relevant people. We are a partnering people. We are an attentive people. We are a covenanted people. We are centered in and committed to a cause that compels us to be in Christ, but daily sent into the margins of the world where the need is great, where brokenness is rampant, where people need the Lord. To do this, we will need to take all we are and, by God's grace, create opportunity to build resilience through innovation and all the dimensions that partnership brings us. We must be an innovative partner, mobilized to share hope wherever there is hardship, building communities that are just and that can know the love of Jesus. May God bless you as you reflect upon these thoughts in your breakout session, and may God guide us to be innovative partners in His cause in the world. Amen.